ask the Lord to comfort me when things weren't going my way. He said to me, I will comfort you and lift your cares away. I asked the Lord to walk with me when darkness was all that I knew. He said to me, never be afraid, for I will see you through. I didn't ask for riches, he gave me wealth untold. The moon, the stars, the sun, the sky, and gave me eyes to behold. I thank the Lord for everything, and I count my blessings each day. He came to me when I needed him. I only had to pray. I didn't ask for riches, he gave me wealth untold. The moon, the stars, the sun, the sky, and gave me eyes to behold. I thank the Lord for everything, and I count my blessings each day. He came to me when I needed him. I only had to pray, and he'll come to you if you ask him to. He's only a prayer away.
Amen. Take your Bibles, please, to Matthew chapter 5. There's much to thank the Lord about, isn't there? Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to look at verse number 13 this morning. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 13. When you find that, if you would stand to your feet, please, as we read the Word of God. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 13, we'll read down to verse number 16. Matthew 5:13 says, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Let's pray. God, I pray for your help and blessing on this service this morning. I pray that you would help everything to be said that you would want and not what you wouldn't. And I pray that you would convict and work on our hearts and lives, Lord, that you would do the work that only you can do. Holy Spirit, please convict and give power to your word, of course, as you've already promised, that it would not return void. But help us, Lord, to be ready to hear your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We see in this passage this morning about two things that the Bible says, that ye are the salt of the earth and ye are the light of the world. We're going to look at the second of these two, that ye are the light of the world. In kids' classes and all around this world, really, people, little kids sing that song, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." And we teach them the song, right? You got the finger up, right? "And this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." And then hide her under a bush. "Oh no, I'm going to let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine." We sing that with our kids, and I hope you do as well. But what a truth to teach us that we are, the Bible says, the light of the world. That is not only a command, but a responsibility. That ye are the light of this world. We are commanded to let our light shine, as you see in verse number 14. It says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And then it tells us, why would neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel? What would be the point of lighting a candle and then hiding it? What would the purpose of that be? Why would you light the candle to begin with? And it says, but you put it on a candlestick. You put it up to be seen. Now, this verse may not make as much sense to those with modern technology. If you think about it, it's only been in about the last 150 years that we've had lights to flip a switch and turn on a light in a room. Before that time, you would light a candle, a torch or something, a fire to give you light that you would put to give light in your house, maybe a lantern, maybe a candle. Again, you put on a candlestick and you'd have that light, but without that, you'd be sitting in darkness. You have those rare times where, maybe it's not as rare if you're in the PG&E country, where they turn off your electricity. I think there was a sense of uneasiness that just went through this room right now. But all of a sudden, you get that flicker, and then all of a sudden, your lights go off in your house. And you, like I do, probably go around looking for a light. But thankfully, there's a light on my phone, so I've got that one at least. But, you know, I remember as a kid, you know, growing up, and so we go and find these kerosene lanterns that we'd have set around. I'm not sure why we had them, but we did. And we'd go and put those lanterns around in the house, and we'd have light until eventually the power came back on. And you'd have light only when you were near that candle, only when you were near that lantern. And the further away from it you got, the darker it got. And when that candle would go out, it would be in darkness. I remember as a kid going with my dad down into a cave. And we went down to the bottom of this cave, and it was kind of a long tunnel. And then we went down to the very bottom, the spiral staircase that went down hundreds or maybe thousands of steps. I'm not really sure, but it went down really far. And we got down to the bottom. They turned the lights off. You ever been in darkness so dark that you can feel it? That you can sense it to the point where it's so dark, you wave your hand in front of you and you see nothing because you're in pitch black, and they turn on a light and they look around the cave at different things, turn the lights back on, and we go back up. This world is in darkness. This world sits in darkness, and so did we, and so did you and I before Jesus Christ came to bring us light. And He is, the Bible says, the light of the world. See, we are commanded to be the light because He lives in our hearts. And we are a testimony of the light of Jesus Christ. As it says in verse number 16, it says the command here, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. What is the light that we're talking about today? First of all, it's the light of God. It's the light of God. The Bible says that that God is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into this world, that God is written upon our hearts, and we see that the light is God. You think about God, in Genesis chapter 1, the first thing that He created, He said, let there be light. The first thing that He created was light, to separate what? Light from darkness. And so God came to bring us light. Without God, there is no light. Without God, there is no hope. Without God, there is no heaven. Without God, there is no salvation. Without God, we are on our own and stuck to figure it out by ourselves, walking in darkness. But aren't you thankful that God is light? That God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Again, there's no sin, there's no evil, there's no wrong at all. What else is the light? It's the light of God's Word. Could you imagine this world without the Word of God? I know that many are trying to rewrite the Bible. You can't rewrite perfection. It doesn't get any better. If you're going to rewrite it, it's only going downhill from there. But God gave us His light. He promised to preserve it and to protect His Word for all generations, He says. And we have the light of the gospel. We have the light of the Word of God that teaches us. The Bible says that the Word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. You ever been walking down a path and you had a light and the light went out? I remember we went on a trip one time, and we went running off in the woods, and it was getting dark, and I don't think we had flashlights. We were on a trip with our school, and we went running down the path, and we had no lights, didn't know where we were going, didn't know how to get back to our campsite. That's what you call foolishness. And we were teenagers, could you guess? And when you're stuck without a light and you're on a path and there's danger at any place, you're looking for any kind of light from the moon, from a candle, from anything to help to show you your path. And that's what the Word of God is in our lives. That the Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path to light us in this dark world. You ever been going through life and you thought, man, I don't know what to do? And then you go to the Word of God and you say, God, can you show me what I need to do? God, I don't know where to turn, but then you say, let me go to the Word of God, and God shows you where to turn. You say, I don't know what decision to make, but then you go to the Word of God, and God shows you what decision to make. That's the Word of God. That's the power of God's Word, that He gives light in darkness. Many people are trying to make it through life without the Word of God, but aren't you thankful you carry in your hands the Word of God? Are you thankful for the Word of God that is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, the Bible says? That's the Word of God that we have today, the eternal Word of God. Man didn't write it. Man can't improve on it. They can try to change it, but I'm thankful for the Word of God that brings light to our lives. But how many people have a Bible but don't use it? How many Christians have the Word of God? Maybe you even know the Word of God in your heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. But then how many times do we walk away from the Word of God? Where you know the truth, you know the commandments, we've walked away from that. The Bible says, ye are the light of the world. What is the light? The light is God. The light is God's Word, but also it's the gospel. The light of the Word of God is the gospel. We have this family fun day yesterday and today. What's the purpose of it? Just to have some fun and have a big carnival and get some popcorn and cotton candy? Well, that all sounds good, but that's not the purpose of the Family Fun Day. The purpose of it is to preach the gospel. Is to preach the gospel. What purpose do we have as a church if we're not preaching the gospel? The command that God gave to the New Testament church to go ye into all the world and preach the what? The gospel to every creature. That's a command for every single Christian, and it's a command, of course, for every church to preach the gospel. The gospel literally means the good news. The good news. There's enough bad news going around today. How about some good news? How about you go and ask someone, do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you know for sure if you die today that you go to heaven and you can share with them the good news, the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection that saves any single person? That's the gospel. Aren't you thankful for the light of the gospel? The light of the gospel that can save any person. There's not a single person that God cannot save or He won't save. The gospel, He's not willing, the Bible says, that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God's plan and God's desire is for every single person to be saved, but we have a free will to accept or reject the gospel. If you're here today and you've not trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior, He is not willing that you would go to hell for one second. He is not willing. He does not find any delight in sending somebody to hell, but God wants to share the glorious light of the gospel with you. Jesus Christ that died to save me, died to save you as well. Jesus Christ that died to save those back in the days when He lived, it still saves today. Aren't you thankful for the power of the gospel? There's power in the gospel. That's why there is no salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Because there's only one God that came to earth that could die to pay for my sins. And that's the power of the gospel. Why would we take the light of God and hide that? Why would we take the light of the Word of God and hide it? Why would we take the light of the gospel and hide it? And, you know, I don't want to look weird or different or peculiar to this world. Well, guess what? We should look a little different and weird and peculiar to this world because when you're saved, he's called us out to be a peculiar people. Why would we hide what God has given to us? When God has blessed you so much and God has blessed me so much, how could I not share that with the world? A couple things about this light today, about letting your light shine. First of all, is this, that light comes from God. You ever take for granted the sun coming up in the morning? This morning, look out the window, and it was super foggy this morning. And again, as my daughter Caroline says, it was froggy this morning. And I looked out there, Daddy, it's froggy. I said, sure it is. That sounds great. And then all of a sudden, I look outside a bit later, and it's nice and sunny outside. You ever take for granted the sun coming up each day? You ever take for granted just God's goodness that God has given to us? Understand this, that light comes from God. Light comes from God. We are not an accident. We are not something that just evolved over thousands or millions or billions of years. Whatever the world may say, everything we have comes from God. Every good thing you have in your life comes from God. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. Capital L. He says, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. You know that the light that we have comes from God. But secondly is this, light comes from God, but light reveals our sinful condition. You ever gone reading in your Bible and God stuck you in your heart because of your sinful condition? I love it how man today, we want to say how good everybody is. The Bible says there is none that doeth good, no, not one. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When you look in the Bible, God shows and tells us that we are all sinners. When you look in the Bible, God doesn't say, you're so good. Make yourself happy today. Do what is good for you. All the power of positive thinking sayings that go around this world that are empty and mean nothing. When you look at the Word of God, God tells you how you really are. You have that friend that tells you how you really are. You have those that want to build you up, and no matter what you do, oh, you're great, you're wonderful. And you've got that other friend that tells you how it really is. You know, the Word of God will tell you your sinful condition. God will show you what's wrong and needs to be made right. God will show you where you need to repent and turn from your wicked ways and turn to God. That's the Word of God. That's the light of the Word of God that reveals our sinful condition. We were in our house one night, and the dog started barking, and we're like, be quiet, what are you barking about? And she was barking at the back door, and I almost let her out for whatever she wanted to chase or do, and just be done with it. But this thought came in my mind, turn on the light before you let her out. And I flipped the light switch on, only to see a skunk running around our backyard. I almost made a very, very unwise decision. That dog would still be living outside today if she got out with that skunk. But you know this, that light reveals our condition. I didn't know it was out there. The dog knew it. But you know this, that sometimes we think, well, God, I'm good. And you go to God in prayer. You go to church. You go to God's Word. And God says, no, you're not good. Let me show you some things that need to get right in your life. All of us are sinners that are working at trying to be more like the Savior, to be conformed into the image of His Son. And guess what? None of us have gotten there yet. None of us have arrived. Light reveals our sinful condition. Next is this, that light expels darkness. Light expels darkness. When you're in darkness and you shine the light, you can see that from all around the room. You can see light even from miles away, depending how bright the light may be. Maybe from a lighthouse, maybe from a building. If you're up in the, in a plane and you look down at that city and you see all the lights down. We've flown a few times from Sacramento going up north. Whenever we do that, I always look down and try to look at, okay, there's the river, there's the bridge, try to figure out orientation of Redding, and you see it at nighttime. You can't quite see it as well. But know this, that light expels darkness. See, when you get saved, you are living in darkness. Before you got saved, you were on your way to hell. There was no other way than to live in your sinful condition until God saves you and God expels the darkness. Why is that? Because light and darkness don't go together. But how many times as Christians do we try to make light and darkness work? How much is this world trying to say, you know, can't we all just get along and hold hands and we can all just be at peace with each other? Well, here's the thing. Light and darkness don't go together. They don't work together. So you can't have God and His Word going along with the world's philosophies. They don't go together. They don't have any part, any communion that go together. Acts 26 says to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. You know that God can change any life. Do you believe in the power of God? Do you believe in the power of the gospel and the power of the Word of God, that God can expel darkness and God changes lives? There's not a single person that God cannot or will not save if they trust in Him. There's not a single life that God cannot change, whether that be yours or someone else's as well. That light expels darkness. And the last of this morning is this, that light brings life. Light brings life. The sun is extremely important to our planet. It drives weather, ocean currents, seasons, climates. It makes plant life possible. Without the sun's heat or light, life on earth would not exist. Without the sun, there would be no life on earth whatsoever. But know this, without the light of God, there would be no light as well. How quickly this world is trying to push away God. The world's getting to be a darker and a darker place the more they try to push out God, the more they try to push out prayer, the more they try to push out the Word of God. But as Christians, may we not fall under that same umbrella, under that same direction, to where those that are trying to push and hide the light, may we, in a dark world, hold up that light. In your neighborhood, hold up that light. In your workplace, hold up the light. In your own home, hold up the light. Don't let it be put out. Don't put it under a bushel. Don't let it hide. Why? Because there's others here that need to see and hear of the light of God. There's people that walk in this world that they don't know about God. They don't know about God's Word. They don't know about the gospel of Jesus Christ and of heaven and of hell, but they need to hear the light from somebody. Would you be that somebody? Would you be that one to let your light shine? It says, so that they may see your good works. Who's that talking about? This lost world. So that they may see your good works, not to glorify you, but to glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Would you let your light shine this morning? Would you let your light shine and not try to hide it and be careful like, ooh, I'm praying in public. I don't want anyone to see me. Let your light shine. I don't want to hear anyone, you know, I don't want anyone to hear me singing about God and we just want to hide the light. I don't want to see anyone, you know, watch me walk out of my house with my Bible or go into a store with the Word of God. How about this? Why not let your light shine? Say, you know, I don't want them to know I'm a Christian. Well, why not? Let your light shine, because there's a people that need to hear the gospel. Have you been letting your light shine, or have you been hiding it lately? Man, how often our flesh tells you, just hide it, put it away, don't show anyone, don't tell anyone, just kind of, you know, be a camouflage Christian and just kind of fit in. That's what the world wants to tell you. Just be quiet and just fit in and follow our agenda. Well, let me encourage you with this. Don't do that. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. The Bible says this, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Hey, if we hide the gospel, we're hiding it from the lost. If we hide the light, we're hiding it from those that need it the most. Would you let your light shine this morning? Heads bowed and eyes closed, would you stand to your feet this morning as the invitation time will begin in just a moment here? How is the light in your life shining? Is it flickering? Has it gone out? Or is the light strong? First of all, thank the Lord for the light of God. Thank the Lord for the light of salvation. Thank the Lord for the light of the gospel. But how about others? Are you letting it shine for others to hear and to see about the truth of God? There's people today walking in darkness, just looking for the light. They're looking for hope and many times in all the wrong places, waiting for someone to come and to share the gospel with them. It may be the person that you would think the least would listen to it. Would you let your light shine this morning? Maybe you don't know for sure that you're saved and going to heaven, and you've not trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Would you trust in Him today?